Following is an audio excerpt from a lecture by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj given on December of 1996 in Durban, South Africa.
Could you please explain karma? Who is she? Who is karma? Could you please explain karma in relation to devotees? Many people don't even know karma, they think it's the name of a woman. Because some people are karmin. But karma is the law of cause and effect. Just like in physics, they say for every action there's an equal opposite reaction. So in the laws of karma, for everything we do, there's a reaction for that. So according to the Bhagavad Gita, if you do things in a mode of goodness, you get a good reaction. If you do in a mode of passion, you get a neutral reaction. If you do it in a mode of ignorance, you get a painful reaction. And if you do things which are for Krishna directly, then they are considered transcendental, you get no material reaction, you get spiritual benefit. So like if you kill an animal, you may get the karma, you may also be killed in the future. If you cause suffering to another person, then you may also be tortured or caused to suffer as a reaction. And this law of karma is very complicated. Not only this lifetime, sometimes you see people doing bad things, but they seem to be rich and happy. They're just spending the good karmas from the previous life. When you give in charity, you get good karma. When you do pious things like plant trees and do ecological favorable things, feed the poor, you get the good karma. So people may be receiving the reaction of good karma, but they're now accumulating bad karma. When the good karma wears out, then they start to suffer. The bad karma may come not only from this life, but even from many lives. And the good karma may also come even from 100 lives in the past. So could you please explain karma in relation to devotees? When we render devotional service, we're not producing any new karma. However, the old karma is still there. All karma is still there. And as we do different types of devotional service, some of the old karma gets destroyed, depending on how offenselessly or how purely we render the devotional service. If we can chant even one holy name of Krishna offenselessly, we can destroy all of our bad karma. The problem is that we may not be chanting offenselessly. We may be committing many offenses. Or we may be getting new karmas. When you take food cooked by other people that's not Krishna Prasadam, you have to take the karma from those people if you accept it as a gift. There are many intricacies to karma. That's why in India people don't eat the food from anybody. The brahmanas will be very careful who they eat from. They will only eat the prasadam from other devotees. Now when somebody takes initiation, when somebody takes shelter of the guru is guiding one, but the guru is not responsible for the karma. Because shelter is still a practice stage where one is preparing to take initiation in the future. When one is serious about spiritual life, they're supposed to find the bona fide spiritual master and formally take shelter and take the guru as shiksha guru, chant the pranam mantra and prepare oneself for initiation. When one feels confident that they can follow all the rules and regulations, they can avoid the breaking their principles and basically carry out the orders of the guru, they have faith in the guru, then they can take initiation from the guru. It's up to the disciple to ask the guru for a shelter and ask the guru for initiations. The first and second initiation and shelter have to be asked by the disciple to the guru. Guru is not supposed to ask the disciple. That would be considered canvassing. But the third initiation, which means sannyas, that the guru is supposed to decide and suggest to the disciple. Like Prabhupada asked me if I wanted to take sannyas when I was 1970. So, once a disciple takes initiation, then the guru is responsible to eradicate the karmas of the disciple. And also the guru is responsible for the karmas of the disciple. The first initiation is a little bit more flexible. The guru is responsible, but there's some grace given. But second initiation is more serious, that if one commits sinful activities after second initiation, then it's very serious for the guru. Prabhupada personally told me that you can be a little lenient for recommending candidates for first initiation from me. When I was president, he's of course always our guru. He said, but be very careful for recommending the second, because that's more serious in terms of laws of karma. So the disciple, Prabhupada, he waited 11 years to take initiation, because he thought, I have to become completely pure before I take initiation so I don't burden my guru. But then he was explained by another devotee, how you'll become pure without taking shelter of the guru? Without taking initiation, how do you expect to become completely pure? You have to take initiation from the guru. By that blessing of the guru, then you'll become completely pure. That's the downside of being a guru. He has to accept some of the karmas from the disciple. But the disciple is sincerely trying to serve and doing a positive devotional service, then that also is helpful for the guru. So in this way, according to how much we surrender, when we surrender fully to the guru, then he covers us fully for the karma. But sometimes we may not fully surrender, we're still holding on to many attachments. And each attachment we have, each desire we have is connected to karma. And so when we try to fulfill these material desires, we also are awakening the karmas that are connected with them. And that's why we face sometimes different tests and difficulties. So suffering for the devotee says, okay, suffering means I'm getting rid of the bad karmas. Enjoying he has to tolerate, it's getting rid of the good karmas. Little residual things are there. The final, last hints.
This is an audio broadcast of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. To receive this audio broadcast on your mobile every day, add the number +91 96819 16108 to your contacts as JPS Archives and send this number a WhatsApp message. Maharaja's message, your advantage. This is an audio broadcast of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. To receive this audio broadcast on your mobile every day, add the number +91 96819 16108 to your contacts as JPS Archives and send this number a WhatsApp message. Maharaja's message, your advantage.